American man. I gotta pay my bill.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Still doesn't feel like an intro.
No, I'm not used to it quite yet.
I don't like it.
You don't?
I mean, I do like it.
But you're just used
like
to the old one.
That I'm thrown off. I'm like, wait, what, did I hit the wrong thing?
You're used to those saxophones, baby.
That Saint Motel song then blew up. And yeah, it's like, we can't fucking have that because it's under everything now.
It's the only hipster thing.
You turn on the goddamn TV, and they all heard it on Pass the Gravy, I'm sure.
We don't get royalties or anything like that. I don't think we should get
Now
royalties.
LCD Sound System, shout out for the new intro music.
Right. How old is this song?
Couple years,
so it's not.
This
gonna,
is why it hasn't
it's not
got,
gonna blow
it's not
up.
Like fresh,
right?
The Saint Motel was pretty fresh when we threw that in there because I was like, no one's gonna know this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of came and died on the radio. I thought, did not.
I like this one though. I can get used to it.
Yeah. So
and of course, I like the In Your Face, Nancy.
In Your Face, Nancy Grace. Mr. Peter Schmidt.
Peter Schmidt. You know the doctor and he are the same voice. They're the same guy.
Oh, they are.
Well, I mean, they sound exactly the same.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Not pretty much. They do. Like, you know, they do.
They do. They do indeed. Well, welcome to Pass the Gravy, the podcast that no one's heard of and everybody listens to. Does that make
Seems
sense?
Seems redundant.
Where we dig deep to get to the bottom to stay on top.
Get to the bottom to stay on top. I like it.
That's our motto here in the gravy land. I already said it's the 120th.
21st
episode.
21st episode. Very nice.
I think 23rd is overrated.
Did you say
21st?
21st. Okay.
That's what. We got a good show for you today, everybody.
Oh yeah.
We got our buddy Cole. We're gonna call him in a little bit.
When was?
We got to call him early because you know normally we go into where you been,
right.
And then we do whatever else we're gonna do. But right. Cole is a bit of a grouch.
He's busy.
And he's super busy right now, so we're going to have to call him early.
He's got a day job.
I know he does.
You can't knock
We're just fucking with him.
We're on different schedules.
It's always funny because like, we are on completely different schedules. Guys, I can't. Like, what the fuck,
what
man?
What the fuck, dude?
Come on!
You can't carve out 45 minutes
just
at 2 o'clock? Some
fucking bullshit about a movie right now, man?
Jesus. Like, no, I'm at work, dude.
Dude, I'm working. I can't just leave work. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to do that for your favorite podcast.
Why can't everybody just be like us?
Why can't they?
I don't know.
They could all just be on our fucking weird schedules.
That'd make the world a whole lot better place. You won't have people saying, oh, you gotta wake up at 4
oh
or 3.
Gosh,
oh, that,
that
sucks. Like, Jesus
how's
Christ.
That?
How about you
Do
just
you
shut
like
up?
That?
How about you just shut up? I know I wake up at an unusual hour. How about you just don't remind me? That's like this weekend. I had to go into work this weekend, and one of the news ladies who's there during the weekend, also on the weekends, she says to me, wow, so you're just not going to have a weekend this week. And I'm like, yep.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Thanks for reminding me. Like, you don't have to throw that in my face. I know I'm here on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll be here on Monday.
I had to work on Saturday, and I saw you like right as I was leaving. And
you're
That's
like,
Where
true.
The fuck have you been, buddy?
Yeah, man. That was a surprise.
We were hidden away on the other side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody really listening probably
you're
cares.
You're on the cool side. What's that?
No, I don't know.
Nothing. All right.
So,
you want to call Cole?
Not yet. Have you heard this? I mean, I'm sure this is not a new song, but our boy Little Dicky. You know, I'm a fan.
He's our boy.
Fetty Wap.
All right.
Little Dicky.
Staples and Fast.
Those are my two guys right now. And, New Beat Funds, No Type.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, that's another
People
great
People acting
song.
Like I ain't a fucking criminal.
It's called White Crime.
Nice.
Like I ain't never doing dirt, though. Probably because the way I'm doing shit is clinical. Yeah. But I've been putting in some work, bruh. I see you looking at me cynical. I ain't fucking with your smirk, ho.
Oh.
We've been doing shit despicable.
Don't sleep.
but we just keep it on the low. For example, walking to the movie with my pants full, Twix, bag of chips, plus a Snapple, stealing all the shampoos from
that's
the
like
hotels,
me.
Pretty bathrooms, cheating. I've been peeking in the classroom, looking like a nice guy, till I take your motherfucking Wi-Fi and touring every single song in my library. Then I drive while very fucking high by everybody, while my lady licking my 5-inch dick.
He's honest.
Well, very honest, yeah. White crime.
Yeah, we bout that. Do a lot of dirt, never doubt that. Lot of rap twerps, let us shout crap. Let us make their mouth flap. When it come to bird, no, we spout facts. You gon' learn what I'm bout, bruh.
Doing business at the airport.
Travel a lot for work.
At security, I ain't fraught. Lot of shit up in my JanSport. 6 ounce of the face wash. My duffel bigger than a cam board. My shuffle on during takeoff. Will I help in an emergency? Yeah, sure. Exit row, finger straight cross. Thinking Dave soft, but I know you see me jaywalking. Pissing public, no caution. Halloween bucket, K1. Fuck you thinking Dave was. Give me all your motherfucking chocolate hoe. At the stop sign, never fully stopping, no. Filling water cups up with a lot of coke. Egg at homes, motherfucker.
So yeah, that's
I like it.
This is the new GM that I found from him.
Is he going to make a music video for this one?
There already is one.
Oh,
there
is there?
There is one. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how old this is.
Oh.
It's got 5,820,593 views. So wow. I'm assuming it's not brand new.
You don't know that. Lil Dicky could be blowing up.
It's quite possible.
Thanks
it's
to PTG.
Possible. But, you know, sneaking in Twix bars and stuff.
Yeah.
I have a very interesting thing about you know the self-serve movie theaters?
Oh, I steal shit from there all the fucking time.
I used to.
What?
But now they've got security there.
Oh, shit.
So I was going to talk to Cole about that. We call him in a couple of minutes. I guess why don't we just
You know
fucking...
what? I just thought, because I know at theater, you went to that AMC down the street. Mm-hmm. And right. That's got to be used to be the best movie theater in this area.
You can
tell. First of all, you can steal, you used to be able to steal all your snacks and shit from the self-serve thing. And they got a fucking bar.
Yeah.
So that's probably, yes, that's my new, that will, yeah, new favorite movie theater.
That's pretty cool.
I've only
the
been
popcorn,
there twice.
I feel like it's not up to par there, though. Where
popcorn at any movie theater is always going to be a little.
I mean, iffy. I don't know. Sometimes you go and you're like, you guys got to butter it up in the thing. Sometimes I feel like it's stale popcorn I get, and I'm not exactly happy with that.
It is sitting out there.
It's just sitting out under that heat lamp.
Right.
Which isn't great.
Those light bulbs great. For
We're
chickens.
Gonna, why don't we give our friend Cole.
Our movie correspondent.
A little call here.
Hmm.
On the old Pass the Gravy hotline.
It's been a while since he's come on the program.
Yeah, let's see if he picks up today.
I think the last time he was on, he was reviewing that shitty Hail Caesar. This. What a shit fist that was.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak to Cole Clay?
What's up, guys?
This is Alex and Chris from Past the Gravy Podcast. We were just calling to see if you'd like to talk to us about some movies, the cinema.
I'm walking my dog, but sure.
Well,
yes.
Well, if you're too busy, Cole. If you're too busy, Cole.
Why don't we play your intro first, obviously, because that would be appropriate.
Hold on. Let me try it.
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right.
Cole sings the movies. Okay, I don't know.
Nope. All right. We're going to play the intro.
Jesus Christ almighty.
Cole watches movies.
I think I've said it every time that we've played it. It's my favorite intro we've got on this whole podcast.
And we very rarely
great.
Let's get real, guys. I don't deserve that intro.
You don't.
I think he does. I think he does a fine job.
He's kind of a dick sometimes.
Kind of. Just a bit. He gets grouchy.
He does. He does get very grouchy. Cole, before we get into movie talk real fast, I just wanted to say that I went to see Neighbors 2 over the weekend. Now, Chris and I have already kind of talked about...
you.
Chris and I have already talked about this kind of... You know, the self-serve movie theater concessions.
Like at AMC?
Yes.
Right.
Now they have security there, and I had to pay for all of my food.
That could be
And I was quite upset. I was quite upset. Have you noticed?
You had to pay for your popcorn.
Have you noticed a step up in movie self-service concession security?
No,
well, it took them
no.
long enough because I've been
did,
stealing from that
I
movie theater for years.
Those, I have seen those before, and I know exactly which theater you're talking about. I didn't know they had a security guard.
I didn't
I
either.
I didn't know like what the system was before.
It was not a very good system.
Like, I didn't, like,
it was like,
you
it was
go,
like grab
stuff?
Your stuff, go to the counter and pay for it.
Pay
but,
for your drink
but what
and
Alex
then
and
steal
I,
everything
right,
else.
Exactly. What Alex
well,
and I would do, yeah, that's the only thing they make you buy because they got the cups behind the counter. But, you know, you could
well,
just pay for your drink, go to the theater, set your drink down, and then go back and then grab all your candy and
just
your popcorn.
What I always did.
Exactly. And then make
oh,
a,
wow.
hit up that bar really quick and get yourself a brew and then go back to your seat.
That's
but now they
yeah,
fucked
okay.
everything
well,
up.
Well, Chris knows how I order snacks at the movies. I get the kids' meal.
Because he's a child.
And
Lunchables.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just have no self-control when it comes to popcorn. Like, I love it. Like, it's one of the greatest things.
I'm the same way.
Yes.
It's so, dude, it's the best. Like, it's, oh, my God.
You got
like
a mouthful of popcorn, you sip it on some soda, and you got that combo piece right there. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'll go
man,
through a three-pound
really,
bucket of popcorn by myself if I have nobody to stop me.
I've eaten large popcorns before by myself in my younger days, and so I try to hold off on that now because I get the rhea.
Oh, yeah. You feel like shit.
Do you get the rhea?
Yeah, and then you just don't want to eat for like a day and a half. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my God.
You have those like
horrible.
Gross, stale popcorn burps all the next day.
And you got the kernel all stuck in your teeth and shit.
I had that this weekend. I got popcorn a couple times.
Oh, yeah? What'd you see this weekend?
Well, I was busy as crap last week, so I didn't get to make it to see Neighbors 2 or The Nice Guys early. I saw both of those.
I'm excited
also,
about Nice Guys.
Before I get into that, I want to say, watch Chris Hogan order food at a movie. It is a sight to see. So just, everybody should witness that.
I very rarely go to the movies, and when I do, I feel like I got to treat myself, right? So I go ahead
dude,
and get the,
yeah,
I get the popcorn, I'll get
a
hot dog. If we're at the right theater, yeah. I'll get a beer.
You get a hot dog?
Oh, yeah.
Who are
I know,
you?
I know.
Is it a baseball game?
Right? I go ham, as Jay-Z and Kanye
well,
would say.
I like some of the movie theater hot dogs. I think they're pretty good.
They're not that bad.
But I saw three movies because I didn't get to see anything last week. So I was in the movies all weekend. I saw Neighbors 2.
Mm-hmm.
I saw The Nice Guys. And I saw a really small film called A Bigger Splash. So, and
Bigger Splash. I like how that one's a film, the other ones are movies, but okay, go
ahead. It's because it's artsy.
I know.
What?
So let's start with Neighbors 2.
All right, yeah. Neighbors 2.
I also
sorry,
saw
guys,
this one.
You saw what?
I also saw Neighbors 2. So,
oh, yeah,
I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, okay, so here's my thing. Seth Rogen is one of my favorite comedic actors. Ever. He just has this natural ability to not even necessarily just make me laugh, but just I just love being with him. Like he just seems like he's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like he really does.
You don't think
and,
he's the same guy in every
it was
single
weird,
movie? Place?
Like I was lucky enough at South by to see him, and like I saw him like ordering a line, like in like ordering a beer in line before a movie, and it was just so surreal. I like people were going up to him like they were your friend. So. I didn't have any interaction because I just didn't care. I was like, look, you're in the movies, just be in the movies, and I'll continue to live my life, and you continue to live yours. And so, anyway, point being is Neighbors is like one of my favorite, like, raunchy R-rated comedies of the past several years.
The
probably.
Original?
Maybe. Yeah, the original. I mean, so good. Like, I was in a fraternity in college. It spoofed it so well and also paid homage to, like, the douchiness of it and everything like that. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was so funny, and it dealt with, like, being young versus growing up and what that means. And, you know, it was just really cool. And this one, with Neighbors 2, so excited. I heard great things coming out of it, you know, like, not, like, mind-blowing things. Like, it's, like, the next, like, Godfather or something. But, like, you know, like, it was a really fun, awesome sequel. And I thought the movie just, like, shat the bed and, like, apologized.
Really?
Or for everything in the first one. Yeah, I thought it was like with the whole, you know, the girls in the film, like, they're all right, actresses, like, they're good. But, like, I felt like the movie was, like, written by dudes. And, like, it probably was, like, and it just, like, doesn't translate well. Like, it seemed awkward, like, the way that they were, like, acting. It's like, okay. So, by the way, yeah, sororities are not allowed to throw parties. That's, like, the whole point of this movie. Sororities can't throw parties, but fraternities can. And so it's basically just a sorority moves next door to Seth Rogen again. Okay, it's
right.
The same thing.
Well, they're at escrow trying to sell their house so they can't have anything sale.
It just, I felt like all the feminist stuff, like, was very obvious. I don't think that it translated well. And there's, like, with, like, them throwing, they throw tampons, like, use tampons.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
What the fuck?
That also kind
of
funny.
And, like, Zac Efron says it's gross, and she says, well, that's like throwing a bag of dicks. First of all, no, that's not like throwing a bag of dicks.
Who throws bags of,
like,
dicks?
Bodily...
throwing a bag? How do you?
It's a metaphor.
I understand, but it's a stupid metaphor.
Right.
I feel like all this feminist stuff would annoy the hell out of me.
I thought they were kind of poking fun at some of the feminist stuff. Where, like, when he's like, "Yeah, dude, bros before hoes." He's like, "Whoa, man, you can't call them hoes anymore. That's not cool." Like, I thought that was funny.
Yeah. I hope that they were. I'm glad you read it that way, because I read it as like,
they're trying to make a statement.
I just thought the whole movie was trying to make a statement and apologize for the original. Because,
well, you know what,
two years ago,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just, like, 2 years ago it was different. Like, it was, you know, the world was less quote unquote PC, and you know, now you have to, like, apologize if a woman does certain thing on, and, like, dude, I'm all for progression and stuff like that, but it seemed awkward to me. Like, for example, like the last Star Wars movie, Rey, she says a line, "Don't hold my hand," or whatever, when they're running through the deserts of Jakku. Like, that was really funny and worked for the movie. It wasn't like, "I'm a woman and you're a man, so, you know, we're in an action movie, don't hold my hand." And this movie, like, did that. And I like the message that it's, like, sending. That's cool and all. But it just didn't translate well. I felt like it was just really awkward. It didn't feel natural, like, you know, like how the guys did in the first Neighbors. But it's kind of like, to me, with, like, the new Ghostbusters movie coming out, it's like, we can do it. It's like, hey, we can do it too, guys. And I'm like, well, hey, Kristen Wiig, hey, Leslie Jones, hey, Kate McKinnon, hey, Melissa McCarthy, y'all are all incredibly talented people. Why don't you figure out your own new and original idea, and I guarantee people will go see it. Same with The Neighbors. Like, that's really cool. I like the idea that the movie had, like, seeing these girls, like, acting pretty much batshit insane. But it just didn't work, man. And I love R-rated comedies. It's, like, my favorite thing to go see. Like, Popstar coming out. Oh, my God. The Lonely Island movie. That looks so fucking amazing. And, like, this...
It looks good to me.
I don't know.
This just, like, fell... So, not, like, so flat, but, like...
Just didn't live up to the first one.
No. And, like, dude, I know that's really cliche to say, like, a sequel didn't, like, live up to the first one. But it really didn't. And, like, this is, like, right up my wheelhouse, dude.
So did they...
Can I give you my rebuttal to your argument, though?
Oh.
Yeah, because I know you liked it a lot more. Okay, so I have to go silent for a second, so go.
Okay, because I want to say that I thought it was just as good as the first one. I didn't think that it was any worse, really. I kind of... Like, I went into it expecting it to kind of suck because, like, Neighbors is basically a movie that you see every 2 years, just rewritten slightly. Like, oh, man,
college,
these kids,
frat house,
we're
right.
old. Yep. Oh, no. But I thought that what they did better, a little bit better about this movie, is I liked that they made you sympathize with the girls in the beginning. You were like, oh, man, they should be able to fucking party. What the hell? And then so, like, when they're being dicks to Seth Rogen and his wife, you're kind of like, wait, you guys should get along. Come on, man. Instead of, like, where Zac Efron and the guys were kind of dicks to begin with in the first movie. And then... I don't know. I thought that it was just as funny. I thought that the humor went well with what they were doing. The jokes kind of made you get back into it, even when it was kind of a shitty plot some of the time. But I didn't think it was worse than the first one. I wouldn't say it was necessarily way better than the first one. I thought, like, some of the jokes might have been funnier in
the
second one.
Did you like the first one?
I did like the first one.
I didn't really. I mean,
but it's like
the first
TV movie to me. Like, I would not go out again probably and see it. But, like, if it's on TV, I'll check it out again.
The first one was okay. It was very goofy to me. Like, the whole airbags thing with the airbags just... Did we just lose Cole?
We lost him.
Did we lose Cole? Wow.
We lost Cole.
Wow. He's... I guess he got caught up doing stuff.
We'll give him a call back. Real fast. Here we go.
And a ring-a-ding-ding to Cole Clay.
Here we go. This is awkward.
Yes, it is. I was in the middle of shitting on neighbors. He's not picking up.
Hello?
All right, there we go, buddy.
Okay. Cole, we lost you.
Sorry, guys. I'm currently trying to multitask.
His underground bunker has horrible reception. Yep.
I know. I was, trying to, bide time for a second. So I know this is, unprofessional, so I apologize. Yeah.
It's fine.
No, it's all good.
Anyways, I was just saying that neighbors, it was okay to me.
But they do bring the airbags back into the second one. I saw that. It's pretty funny. I thought the airbag scene was... I don't know, because the first airbag scene where they're doing it in an office, that was... It reminded me of a Workaholics prank.
Mm.
And then I thought that the way that they used it this time kind of was a totally different thing, but it was still funny.
I don't know. Stuff like that. I like realistic comedies. Stuff like that.
It's very TV humor.
It's, you know what I mean? But yeah, so I'm interested in seeing Neighbors 2. I'll probably see it, but I'm not super excited.
Out of five stars, what would you give it, Cole?
Cole? Jesus Christ. Worst guest ever.
All right, we're going to give him one more fucking try.
Come on. Contribute to the conversation. And we're going to
move on. See what happens?
God almighty.
He can't even... about it, then he can't even stay on the line.
Nope. That's okay. We'll just finish this up.
I just want to hear what he thought of it.
I really wanted to talk about the nice guys, because I hear that's fucking hilarious. Preview looks funny, too. Okay, he's not coming. Fuck him.
I hope it says his number on his voicemail, so then everybody else can call him.
Okay, I should be. Y'all should be able to hear me now.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
All right, there we go. All
right, Cole. Out of five stars, how many stars? Neighbors 2.
Two and a half.
And what about the first one?
I've actually seen it twice, too.
So you might get a better. Twice. Yeah, you get all the bullshit that I just didn't pick up on the first.
If you liked it, you liked it. I mean, I take what I do probably a little more seriously than I really should.
Mm.
But I mean, if you liked it, you liked it. If you laughed, you laughed. I mean, you know, this movie is not a movie that's really made to have any subtext. We talked about this at length on the podcast. I am fine with a movie being so offensive, but that's just my personal preference. I don't get offended by shit. Maybe it's because I'm a white male, but I don't get offended by shit in movies, ever. Throw a bloody tampon on a window in a movie. Great. Have a baby leg hanging out of a woman. Great. I love it. It's stupid. Yes. Why would that ever exist? Yes. I love that shit. Why would I not want to see a 70-year-old woman sitting in front of me at Neighbors 2 be shocked by a... But that's great. I love it.
It's always funny when the old people are in the movie that they just don't belong in. I remember I had a group of old people in Wolf of Wall Street, and about not even halfway through, because he was snorting coke out of women's assholes the first scene.
That's the worst. That is the worst movie,
and they were old. They were senior citizens, and they got up and they walked right out of that movie theater. And I was just, good God Almighty!
I remember my brother and I were gonna go with we were in Maryland, and I think it was over Christmas break. And we were going to go see it. And we're like, hey, Mom and Dad, you guys want to go with us?
Mm.
And they're like, oh, no, we're going to stay at the house. Thank and I remember God. We got there 10 minutes. And my brother's like, I'm so glad Mom and Dad didn't come to this movie.
That movie is fucking awful.
My dad took me. So I lived in a small town that didn't have megaplexes in the late 90s when I was growing up. And I was 12 in 99 when American Pie came out. And my dad was so nervous to take me to see that movie.
That's not even that bad.
Not because he didn't want me to see it. He was scared that somebody else was going to see us there. Oh. And so he drove me all the way up. Alex knows about Grapevine, Texas. He drove me up to Grapevine, Texas, which is outside of Dallas. And, they have this huge AMC theater there next to this mall that he took me to. And, just good times. I love that kind of stuff. And, so I grew up watching all that shit with my dad.
What do you think the raunchiest movie is? Because I think Wolf of Wall Street, man, has got to be
up
there.
The Hangover is another awkward one to watch with your parents. When it's he didn't come inside her. You're like,
That's not that bad.
There's so many awkward points. I remember watching it with my parents right when we got it. And, I was like, oh, man, this is awkward, sort of.
Wolf of Wall Street, dude.
Movies ever.
You got so many boobies and vaginas flapping around and shit, and Jonah Hill and Leo are tag teaming that one chick.
That's what's amazing about that movie.
Says he gives no fucks.
That's just, that's despicable behavior, but and the movie never once apologized for it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like, just own it. Like, and this movie just did. It was like, uh-oh, we better, because all the PC police are going to be after us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, I mean, wait till you guys see Sausage Party in a couple months. That movie does not give a fuck about anybody.
Who's in that?
Seth Rogen in there. It's all animated stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they food that doesn't know that they're going to be eaten?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they're basically on, like, a religious quest to, like, put a hot dog in a bun, inside a bun.
Wow. Seems great.
It's awesome, and, like, it was one of the craziest screenings I've ever been to in my life, if not the craziest, so wait for that. That'll be a good time. But, you know, I was disappointed. I'm really glad that you liked it, though, Alex. Like, I'm glad that you actually went out and paid your hard-earned money to go see it. So, I mean, like, because I just don't want to see the movie theaters go away, you know? But
They seem like they could eventually, don't they?
What, movie theaters?
Was your screening even crowded?
It was a Sunday afternoon, so like that's not even like prime time. But I would say it was maybe a little less than half full.
Yeah, I saw it that Saturday night at like 7, and then I went back to the movies Sunday, and the theater was actually more lively Sunday at 1. But I saw the Nice Guys. Chris was texting me about sending one to see the Nice Guys.
Yeah,
everybody
tell me about
should
that.
Go see the Nice Guys.
What's it about?
Tell us about that. Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, cool. I didn't know we had time for this. Let me clear my throat.
Do you have time for this?
Yeah, I have time. I'm in my car, unfortunately, which is why I can't be with you guys, because I hate to admit it, but I have a day job.
Don't worry, we talked about that. Go ahead.
And so, you did? Wow, okay.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, we covered
did you talk about stuff. It on Pocket? So I didn't listen to Pocket.
Wow. No, we did not talk about it on Pockets. But go ahead, tell
you know
us
what
about
I'm
the
talking
nice.
About, right?
I know what you're talking about.
You know about Pockets? Okay, Pockets is the last time. I keep
if,
up shit.
If
please,
you
Alex,
can
Jesus,
fit an entire movie
did,
theater for Cole to go and review a movie in and then write about it in a coffee shop in that movie theater and you can fit all that into your pocket, your pocket might be too big.
And no. I have to wear my black rimmed glasses while I'm inside the pocket. Okay, so, and wear Urban Outfitters, which I do. But, okay, so The Nice Guys is like a buddy cop crime movie. Which everybody loves that, and this is written by this guy named Shane Black. He wrote the first Lethal Weapon.
Iron
really
Man
awesome
3.
Movie with Robert. Huh?
He did Iron Man 3.
He did. He wrote and directed Iron Man 3.
See,
that's very
I know
true.
Stuff.
Because of he became buddies with Robert Downey Jr. after this really cool movie he did called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which is similar to this one. So this movie takes place in 1977, and it stars Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. And so they're like kind of opposites. Ryan Gosling is like the world's worst detective, and it's really funny. And he's like playing this really slapsticky role. Like, he can't even keep a bathroom door open when he's like taking a shit. And like, Russell Crowe is this, for lack of a better term, he's this heavy. Like, he's basically a paid thug. Mm. Like, he'll kick someone's ass, you know, if they pay him to. And so, but really what he does is he like looks for girls. Like, he'll protect girls who are getting like stalked or harassed by some creep in LA. And so, like, they both so happen to be looking for the same girl. And it, like, it's just, like, this really, like, plot that just keeps unfolding. But the whole point of the movie, it has to do with, like, the porn industry. And it's kind of implausible and kind of stupid, but the movie is so funny. Like, their chemistry together is great. And,
yeah, they
I
were
mean,
on
like,
they were on the Oscars together, and they had that great chemistry, I remember.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and man, this movie is going to be one of my favorite films of the year. I hope I can have time to see it again in theaters. Like, I'm really planning, like, since we're coming up on a long weekend, I'm planning on going to check it out again. I've seen everything, and I'm not going to watch the Alice Through the Looking Glass movie. But The Nice Guys, man, it's really dark and really fucked up. But still, it's like keeps this silly, like, kind of Looney Tunes, Three Stooges kind of tone to it.
Does
like.
Is it like, what was that Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg cop movie?
The Other Guys. Yeah, The Other Guys.
Was it like that?
It's better. It's a little more serious in
okay.
a way.
Like, it kind of reminded me a little bit like that in a few of the previews, but like it didn't. I wasn't positive if that was the direction they were kind of trying to go with it. But
it kind of does go in that direction, though. It kind of does. Like, you know, The Other Guys is awful. Like, that movie's hilarious.
The Yankee Clipper.
And This one is too, man. It's great, and the writing is really sharp. The plot is a little, gets to be a little, you know, whatever. But, you know, just upon reflection. But while watching it, I was really in it, and I was really excited, and I had a really great time watching it and spending time with all these characters. And so, I mean, I loved it. It'll probably be in my top 10, at least top 12 of the year, for sure.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
So that's my spiel.
What would you give? Would you give nice or the nice guys 5 out of 5 stars? Five ladles of gravy.
I'd give it 4 solid ladles of gravy on top of my piping hot biscuits.
There you go.
Nice.
That's
nice.
What we like to hear. You can follow Cole on the Twitter @WordsByCole. Is that correct?
Yeah, man.
Also FreshFiction.tv.
Yeah, I've been cranking out reviews there lately. I wish I had more time, but, you know, I got these bills to pay.
Yeah,
bills to pay, or whatever that intro is for the
I got to pay my bills.
I'm a working man. I got to pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who says that, by the way?
Randy Moss.
Oh, really?
I was working, so mad. I was so mad. I was burning up. I was so thirsty. He called me, hey, you want to come on the podcast? And, like, deep down, yes, I do. But I'm, like, so short, and I feel so bad. So I need to apologize. I always end up being in a really great mood after talking to you guys. So I'm not bullshitting you either.
Cole's like the funniest guy because he's like a sweet guy, but like he gets upset about stuff so quickly, and
then he'll
like apologize.
He's
like,
oh, dude.
Like he's having like a bad day, and you call him like, dude, you want to do the podcast? We're gonna call you in like an hour or so. He's like, no, I can't fucking do it right now. It's hot outside. I'm doing this, and like you hang up, and then like 5 minutes later, he's like, guys, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off. I didn't mean to short. It's not your fault. You're like, dude, it's cool. We got it.
Okay. Cole, listen, if you're too busy to come on, you can't come.
If I'm being loud like that, I guess I'm not.
Well, it's funny, like, waiting, because, like, you'll wait, and you're like, all right, how long is it going to be before he says, like, oh, I'm so, like, you didn't call me back yesterday, and I was like, you fucking dick, and you're like, dude, I'm so sorry, man, I wasn't trying to blow you up.
Oh, that makes me good. I'm glad you guys get me, or at least get it, that, like, not that it's about me or anything like that, but I appreciate that. Thanks for putting up my shit in that regard. But if I am like, hey, guys, you know, like, I'm really busy today, then you could probably take me seriously, but, like, if I'm acting like a diva, like Yosemite Sam or something like that, just ignore it.
It does act like a little Yosemite.
So,
or Yosemite.
Well, fellas, I guess, is that it? I mean, I can keep going. I mean, I canceled my Netflix account. You guys want to talk about that?
What? Why'd you cancel your Netflix, bro?
Netflix is overwhelming, guys. I get so stressed out by it. I look at it and I'm like, I don't even watch this. Like,
plus, you own all of the movies on Netflix.
And I have ESPN. Why should I? I don't know. Like, there's lots of good stuff, but I think the shows on Amazon are just better. And, like, I just found myself not really watching it that much. Like, because I really only watch TV, like, late at night. So I canceled it.
How many times on Netflix do you go and you, like, spend 30 minutes just scrolling through shit? And you're like, nope.
Exactly.
Nope. Add to queue. I don't feel like watching it now. And, like, I have, like, 50 documentaries that I'm never going to watch. I'm like, well, maybe I want to learn how to get fit. I'll watch this. Oh, I want to eat healthier. This show's like, what's in your food? Let's watch that. That's like an hour and a half.
Lately,
like, I don't want to do that now.
Lately, Netflix has been having all the 30 for 30s on, so I've been watching the shit out of those. But I guess I can watch them on ESPN.
Did y'all watch the Duke one?
Yeah, we watched that. That was a topic of discussion.
That one was
Fantastic
amazing.
Lies.
Yes, Fantastic Lies.
Yeah, Fantastic Lies. Like, I love Netflix has a lot of great content and everything, but like, I just get so overwhelmed. And like, how I watch films, it's like, you know, like, tonight I'm going to see a movie, which is why I am not there recording with you guys. I have to love on my dogs and stuff beforehand. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like, I spend my free time, like, I'll be at the movies till close to 9 o'clock tonight. And then, like, I come home, like, I'm probably going to watch basketball. Or I have, like, a film that I want to watch on my own accord that I've, like, rented or that I've bought. Or I have a
picked up at Blockbuster.
Hollywood Video. I fucking would go to Blockbuster if that still existed.
Are there any open?
Oh, there's gotta be. Yeah, I think I know.
I think maybe in Canada.
Didn't they go to like some sort of like Netflix kind of thing where you can like rent it online through Blockbuster?
Yeah, I had that.
It was just I had that before I had Netflix back in 2006.
It was called Shittier Netflix. Actually, Netflix wasn't good then at that point. Netflix only had those like indie films and like no TV shows really.
Yeah.
Straight to
TV. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Netflix has a lot of great stuff. I just, I just have other things that I watch instead, I guess. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Like, you saved that $7.99, Cole.
If you guys don't have Amazon Prime Video, I would really suggest that, man.
What's the best thing on Amazon Prime?
What's up?
What's the best show on Amazon Prime?
What was that?
What do you think is the best show on Amazon Prime?
Oh, what do I think is the best show? Sorry. I've only watched a couple of them, so like I don't have like a huge sample size, but I just know that like I have always been really pretty much disappointed by a lot of the Netflix shows. Like, I've never really thought any of them were really that great. I mean, I really loved Master of None, Aziz's show, and I really loved I liked Love quite a bit, the show that came out, I don't know, maybe February of this year. But a lot of shows like Orange is the New Black, I liked the first season, haven't watched it in 2 years. House of Cards, whatever. What are some other big shows? Bloodline. Thought it was good, kind of boring. You know, like, I just, you know, but, like, Amazon, they just kind of, like, their shows are just, like, snappy, like, and really fun, and they're cool. I just watched a show called Catastrophe on there. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the comedian Rob Delaney.
Delaney, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like, and he's on this, like, British show, and it's, like, just 6 episodes, and it's basically he's, like, this Boston guy who goes to Europe for a month and, you know, sleeps with this girl and finds out that, you know, that she's gotten knocked up. And then he, like, throws himself in that situation. And it's not, like, they're, like, just shitty people. They're just, like, ill-prepared. And, like, just the way the show unfolds is so sweet and funny, and it's just so natural. And it was only 12 episodes, 30 minutes apiece, like, of 2 seasons. So that was pretty great. Yeah, yeah. And then I also watched a show called Mozart in the Jungle. It's about, like, the New York Symphony Orchestra, which sounds boring, but it's really cool. It's, like, all about the politics and, like, of it. And, like, if you want to see something good about, like, how women are treated in a specific institution, that's a great film. That's a great show to watch. And it was just really fun. Transparent, I heard, is really good. There's a few others that are escaping me right now, but I don't know. Amazon Prime Video, I mean, if anybody wants an alternative, I mean, it's like $100 a year, and plus you get free 2-day shipping Amazon, which you can use your Pass the Gravy code on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. The Amazon banner at PassTheGravyPod.com.
Yep, and so, which I have been doing now since I order from Amazon now.
There you go, buddy. Appreciate you.
I really have. I've used it twice. I bought 2 things for my dog. So I would really suggest Amazon Prime Video. And I mean, not necessarily over Netflix. Netflix is, you know, ruling it. You know, I guess it's just personal preference for me. I just get overwhelmed and stressed out by Netflix. And I have all these awesome films on my queue that, like, I'll really never watch because it's like either like, oh, well, tonight I want to watch the Warriors game instead of that really cool documentary that's on my Netflix queue. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or I want to watch, you know, a 30-minute long whatever. And then, you know, as serious as I take myself as a critic, I have a lot of trash TV I like to watch too. You know, Alex and I both like Chrisley.
Yeah. Hey, do you watch Fixer Upper on HGTV?
I do, and that took place in my that show.
That's why I was. We were watching that a little bit before we started recording today, and Chris was like, "Was it always in Waco?" I was like, "You know who probably fucking watches the hell out of this show is Cole, because I've been watching some Fixer Upper. It's some dope shit.
It's cool, yeah. It's a cool show. I love it. Like, and it's funny because like I'll go home to Waco and like everybody will like talk shit about the people on that show.
They're so really funny and nice.
I'm like, y'all are haters. Like, dude, like that show's tight. Like, I like it. And like some people that I went to high school with were actually on that show and got a house. So yeah, I mean, and I like to watch stuff like that. So I mean, it's like I don't always have time to like. And plus, I feel kind of like a piece of shit if I'm like just sitting around in front of Netflix like all day. I don't know. I like to feel like a good sense of work before I like. I don't know. And plus, I'm just. I don't know. Whatever. I'm getting on my soapbox now, but. I don't know, man. I'm kind of curious what people think. Like, if they get overwhelmed by Netflix, if they just are like, fuck it, I'll just watch something else, you know? Because, like, I have all these awesome apps on my Apple TV and my Xbox One. Like, I just never have time for Netflix because it's just so big. I don't know. It just stresses me out.
All right.
Well, that's my thing. Cool. And that's what's going on in the world of Cole. And I have not seen you guys in, like, 6 weeks face-to-face. So I'm working all this weekend.
Well, great.
With animals. But, I hope
dude,
I
you gotta hook me up with a dog, man. I want a dog.
Oh, dude. Yeah, man. Let's talk about that, dude. I would even love to do a segment. Cole talks dogs.
Cole talks dogs.
Dog talk.
Jesus, for
dog
a guy who didn't talk, want to come on the podcast, sure does have a lot of time all of a sudden.
Segments out there and everything.
Jesus Christ. Putting together intros and all this shit.
Dude, dog talk, man.
Dog talk. Start a that podcast. Awesome. Dog
or
talk with Cole.
The podcast.
Podcast.
Cole. Oh, the podcast.
Cole just lost his shit. But yes, well, Cole, guys, I'm looking for a dog. If you find one, get me one. Just throwing that
out
there.
I want to say that y'all have been... Well, dude, you should definitely come. This is probably more talk for off-air, but you should totally come with me to the shelter and look at some cool dogs and maybe walk some, get a feel for like what you like and stuff like that. It's a great place. And you'd also be really helping out the world.
Because I definitely care about helping out the world.
No, you don't.
I know.
Chris doesn't give a fuck about
the
world.
No, I do not.
He cares about himself.
Well,
he's a selfish
prick.
Chris
is only 22 years old.
21. Thank you very much. Don't put numbers on me, bitch. I ain't that old.
And now he's got an attitude.
Anyways, Cole, well, thank you for coming on, buddy.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot.
We'll get you back on soon. All right, one more time. Where can we follow you on Twitter, and where can we read your reviews?
When I do tweet, it's at Words by Cole, and when I do write reviews, it's at FreshFiction.tv, who I will say treat me very right, do me well. I'm losing my train of thought. I can't figure out how to use my words, but we have a writer who actually got quoted for The Jungle Book and Captain America Civil War recently, two of the biggest films of the year. So I'm very proud of that and think that is very cool. So, go check it out and, you know, read my shit because that is good for me. How's that?
Yeah, that works, buddy.
Very nice. Nice plug.
All right, buddy. We'll have you back on soon, man.
All right. See you later, fellas.
All right. Take it easy.
I love how he calls movies films.
Films.
He doesn't watch movies.
I had a cinematic
Cole
experience.
Cole watches films. You gotta love Cole. He's so passionate about
he
his
is,
shit.
And that's, why
that's
I like,
what I like about
he's
him.
He's got
most,
stuff
man.
That's easy to make fun of, but he owns it.
He
so
owns
it's easy.
It, man.
It's easy to pick on him, but like I think he gets it. Like that we're just screwing with him. He doesn't like get in his head about it. He doesn't think we're ever like being mean to him because he's our boy.
Yeah.
He just does some weird shit.
Like he's sandalwood soap.
Yeah, that too.
God,
that
I wish I was around for
but
that.
But hey, he's a winner. He's a winner. So go follow Cole on the Twitter and read his reviews, guys. Why don't I tell you about somebody that helps us pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the bills around here. That's MeUndies. Whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, but instead of making a statement like Superman's tights over his clothes every day, your underwear is probably boring. MeUndies is here to change that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal, which is a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. The world's most comfortable
sound
underwear.
Like a Jew.
If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, it's free. No questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping in the U.S. and Canada is free. It's a new country that just
okay.
I believe it was just founded. Canada.
Just north of us, correct?
Okay. U.S. and Canada. It's free, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan. MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair and get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/podcast to receive 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com/podcast.
Podcast.
All right.
What do we got?
We're about 43-ish minutes.
Are we really?
Talk to Cole for a bit.
Paul said he can only come on for about 10 minutes.
And,
funny how that works out.
It's a little bit long in 10 minutes. But hey, we
man.
Wanted to have him on.
It's all good.
I thought we got some good stuff.
Yeah, I definitely want to see the nice guys.
And now it's time for Where You Been.
Where you been?
Hey, you. Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? Been?
Where you been? Where you been? Where you been? Been? Where you gone? Where you gone?
Since you've been gone.
Where you been?
Gone.
Where you been?
I like the since you've been gone. That's my favorite part.
Since you've been gone!
We should change Cole's intro, by the way, to Cole Reviews Films.
Cole Reviews Films.
Cole doesn't review movies. He reviews films.
No, it's movies.
Yeah,
it's movies.
All right.
Chris, where the heck have you been since we were last?
Mine's going to be kind of the same as yours, because it's kind of... Yours is kind of the same as last week's. Mine's the same.
All right. What'd
you
do? I had
to work again this weekend. I had to go back up both days this time around. The only bright side, though, was instead of getting there at 4 a.m., I got to get there at a very late 6 a.m. Saturday. So
now, were you already up by this time? Like, was
no.
Your body clock's
no,
not
no, no.
ready to do that? See, I had
I
to go
I slept
in
a little bit.
Had to be in at 8.
Oh, see, that's nice. Like, you woke up a little
bit. Normally, I'm here at 4:15. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little 4-hour difference, but still, you got to be up in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah, never. It's never a good thing.
Regardless.
And then on Sunday, I only had to be up there at 9, but just the fact, like you said, just the fact knowing that you've got to be up there, it's like you can't sleep in comfortably.
And it's like, even if I wasn't going to, I can lay in bed and do nothing. I'd rather do that.
Right.
That whatevs.
Whatevs, man.
Whatevs.
Yeah, so I had to work all day on Saturday, and then Saturday night I went to a specific bar that I used to work at, and I saw a concert. I didn't intend. I was just kind of going up there to get something for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who was playing, I really like. His name is Shiny Ribs, and he's this.
Sounds delicious.
It sounds absolutely delicious, and he's got this great song. It's called "Green Beans Killed the Devil." And
Green Beans
Killed the Devil. It's a really good song. And he's also got this other song called Tales of Lime Juice and Despair or something like that. But man, really good music. It's not really country, but it's like I guess he describes it as Gulf Coast-y music. So it's he plays a ukulele, mean ukulele, big guy. And really good music, really good sound. I like it. And so I saw that, had a few beers, and talked to some of the people that I used to work with. That was a good time. You got to come back out there. You haven't been there in a while.
It's,
talking about the Redneck Country Club, of course.
Definitely been a while since I've
you
been
were
back.
There for the Christmas party we had at work, which was a good time.
It was pretty dope.
But yeah, that's what I did Sabado. What did I do
did
on
you say Sabado?
Sabado. That's Bean Talk for Saturday. Bean Talk for Saturday.
Sabado.
Is it?
I don't fucking know.
I'm pretty sure Sabado is Saturday in Spanish. Anyway, Sunday.
Not a, not a multicultural kind of guy.
Multilingual?
Multilingual, that's the word.
There you go.
That's the word.
Sunday, again, I had to work, and Sundays I don't usually do much anyway. That's my day to just kind of putz around the house and have a beer at 11 a.m., even though I'm not supposed to, and just not do a whole lot. So I just got home from work and watched a bit of Bar Rescue.
Dude.
Our friend
our
John,
boy, man.
John Taffa, a no-nonsense kind of guy.
What? Shut it the fuck down!
God, that guy is something else, man. And I told you this earlier, I learned something over the weekend that I didn't know. He invented Sunday Ticket. The glorious Sunday Ticket.
NFL Sunday Ticket.
That's
John
right.
Taffer invented it.
They came to him because he had a bar, I guess, and he wanted to get all of the games in one location. You know,
I bet you I know exactly how it went down.
How'd that go down?
Goodell! Actually, no, I bet it was Paul Tagliabue.
It was Paul.
Mr. Tagliabue! My name is John Taffer! One day I will have a television show where I rescue bars, but right now I am running a bar and I am trying to watch all the games in my bar. How do I do this? And he's like, well, John, I guess we could give you all the games. All right, we'll call it Sunday Ticket. Like a ticket to all the games, but you're at a bar.
It's only on Sundays.
And that was exactly how it went.
Absolutely. But anyways,
so yeah.
Yeah, John Taffer, very very smart guy, obviously. But I spent, you know, on Sundays on Spike, they got the new episode coming on like at 9, so they just start running all
from
Bar
like
Rescue from
midnight.
Like, yeah, exactly. Just fucking Bar Rescue,
till
Bar Rescue,
9
Bar Rescue, Bar Rescue. Good stuff, though. I can watch that shit all day, and I've always been one of those guys that shits all over reality TV because it's all scripted.
It's
all
super
fake.
Scripted
it's
in
all,
John Taffer's thing.
It's like, yeah, especially like, all right, you're in your SUV looking at these guys. And they're making all these
well,
mistakes.
Well, you have fucking cameras installed and they don't notice big new
but
cameras.
Not only that, but they've got a camera crew following them around. Mm-hmm. You don't fucking notice that shit, but still, I watch it. It's the same reason why John watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because I guess it's a guilty pleasure type
or
thing.
Like when he sends people, like I was watching, they did on this past Sunday, they did the Back to the Bar. John goes back to the bar.
I've not seen that.
Where it's like, yes, it was a failure.
You're not garnishing those things with the right.
We went back to the bar 3 months afterwards to see if they were still doing everything correctly. And it's like they send a spy in and they order like the same three foods that they like set them up with on the original one. It's like, you don't think that's going to tip them off? Like, these guys are a little sketchy.
Yeah. Well, I saw one where the spies went in and literally said, I want one of everything. I'm like, that's not a little fishy that these people that you've never seen in your local bar where
Man,
you usually know everybody
hate
that walks in?
Like the is it Maria Menounos?
Is she the bartender lady?
Like she's like his spy sometimes, and she's such a fucking cunt when she goes on that.
It's one of those bartenders. They always do that.
And
weird.
It's like, you're supposed to be the spy, and nobody knows who fucking Maria Menounos is. It's like, you're on TV all the time.
Oh, yes,
you cunt.
Yes, I've seen that.
Oh, really? This famous lady just walked into a bar? I had no idea in Indiana.
In Indiana.
But, like, she would come to this bar. What are the odds?
in the middle of buttfuck nowhere.
And they said, ew, this is, I ordered these potato skins with extra cheese and extra potatoes on them, or extra bacon, and it was only regular cheese and regular bacon, so I'm gonna throw a fit about it.
Right. But like I said last week, man, it's always the same kind of fucking bars. It's like an Irish pub or a sports bar. It's,
well, it's always something like sports fuckers. Bars, because it's an easy thing to be a sports bar you start out. But then, like, if nobody goes there, you're like, I don't know.
I mean, what makes it a sports bar? The fact that you serve beer, and you watch sports have the at it. I get that, but
It's a sports bar on the outside.
That's
of it,
exactly it. That's what makes it a sports bar. Just put sports bar on the outside.
But then he always changes the names. Like, sometimes it's like he changes it just like some guy was like, "You changed the name just to spite me." I was like, "I think he does sometimes."
I saw this one episode.
It was like the Canyon Inn, and he changed it to the Canyon Saloon. I was like, "Fucking John, come on, just give him Canyon Inn." Yeah. That's what he wanted.
Well, it sounded like a hotel, and that's what people would Google search for.
Okay, but then he even Canyon said, Inn Saloon. He changed the name, and John Taffer was losing his shit over the fact that he changed it. And I was like, "Canyon Inn Saloon still sounds like the same thing."
I saw one, the name of the bar was O-Face, the O-Face.
Yes, that was the one I was watching this
right?
week. Right?
Yeah.
And then they changed it because he walked out of that one, didn't he?
Oh, that was the one that he did not say.
I can't rescue this bar.
I cannot rescue your bar. It's the only bar I've not rescued. But it was called the fucking O-Face, and they were pitching such a fit that you're not going to change my name to O-Face. I'm like, dude, chicks don't want to go into a bar called the O-Face, you Office Space ripoff.
I had a fantasy football team named O-Face one time.
Show them my O-Face. Oh. I showed Jennifer Aniston my O-Face.
Oh, fuck. Especially absolutely. Office Space Jennifer Aniston.
Hell yeah, dude. That's Friends
like
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she was like...
She was smoking. Whew. Now, they're giving her like hottest woman of the year. I don't think she's that hot anymore. I think she's like... What is she? She's got to be like 40-something, right?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah.
You know what a good... this is a...
We're
going to
Google stuff?
It's almost like we have like a... Later, let's. You guys slagging?
Chop, chop.
Al Alex, Pinterest, stay Google, thanks. Googling, thanks, stay Google, thanks.
Jennifer Aniston, like, today...
What do you think? What do you think she is right now?
All
right.
She must have been 30 towards the end of Friends.
She was born in possibly the greatest year ever.
See, I don't know what you think
There's
the greatest
a song
year.
Written about this year.
76?
In a particular summer.
Summer of
69.
Why do you think that's the greatest year?
Because it's 69 and it's funny.
And Woodstock was in 69.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Duh.
So she's 40s, mid 40s.
47.
Right. So she's approaching 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's still smoking.
You think she's still smoking?
Yeah. I would do nasty things.
Oh, I would
to
do
Jennifer
nasty
Aniston.
Things to her, but that doesn't mean that she's smoking, you know.
No, Jennifer Aniston is still like
fucking Scarlett Johansson.
She's still
is
like
smoking.
An 8.5 at
no,
worst. At
no,
worst,
like
Jennifer Aniston is
an
8.5.
6.5 maybe.
What are your thoughts on that Ashley Graham girl? That like
the plus size.
The bigger girl.
I mean, she's obviously pretty.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
I don't like
those thighs are kind of... I don't know why. I'm not a huge thigh guy, but for her, it's like... Like, you can squeeze me with those thighs.
What's wrong with having standards? What's wrong with saying, all right, we want... like?
But what I think she does... like a lot
feel, listen, hold on. I would feel bad. I would feel like... It's almost like they're just giving it to her just because she's plus size. And
but
we live in this PC culture now, so they feel like we got to give it to her.
Here's my argument for that. Is because
it's like affirmative action.
There's a lot of plus size people that don't maintain themselves. And I think she maintains the fuck out of herself. Like, she's tight. She's got it all, like... Like, she's not, like, flabby.
So that's what she... That's
she's
a
not
good
flabby
thing?
Or anything, but I work
hard to stay fat. To stay
no,
just
to
the
stay,
amount of fat.
No, but to stay
would
fit.
Would she want
she's
to be
fit.
Skinny?
She's fit for her size. And I think that, like, a lot of people are just like, all right, I'll let myself go or whatever. I'm at this big... Like, I think she works hard to keep that body and
well,
that physique. And
let's
I don't,
be honest. Let's be
I mean,
honest.
I don't know.
Being a little overweight is not healthy, correct? Like, it's not ideal,
obviously. But
some people are born
that way where they're like, they, no matter what you do, you can't get back to, like, a size zero waist or whatever.
Well, that's
so
different.
I feel like she's doing a killer job of maintaining the body she's gotten, the body that she was given. And there's a bunch of fucking flabby people that are like, why can't I be a model? I was like, no, because
you're
a fucking you're
fat
fucking ass.
Ugly.
Like,
but listen, I don't
shape. She's
I
in
think
shape
what's going to happen is, though,
model.
Little girls are going to see this plus-size chick and, oh, okay, it doesn't, like, used to, you see, you see Farrah Fawcett on the cover, and she's skinny and gorgeous, and people would aspire to be skinny and gorgeous. Now you're going to see this plus-size chick, and people will say, oh, I'm already plus-size. I don't need to aspire to be skinny or gorgeous. Well, why not? What's wrong with being skinny and gorgeous?
I agree
There's nothing
somewhat
wrong.
On that. as well. Like, and I think it's stupid.
I just don't think it's a good message to send,
like,
that this fat chick.
Because fat shaming is, like, so looked down upon, but, like, oh my god, she's skinny as a stick. Like that, oh my god. It's like, no, you should be able to be as skinny as you want to be. Like, just don't be anorexic. If you want to be anorexic, honestly, that's your fucking thing. Go do that.
I also don't like the fact that we have to say she's beautiful. It's almost like Caitlyn Jenner. You have to say she's beautiful.
Like, fucking Ashley Graham is a babe.
She's
a babe.
But what if I were to say she's ugly? Then what are you going to say?
I'd say you're probably wrong. I mean, that's your opinion, obviously.
I just told you that Jennifer Aniston wasn't as hot as you think it was.
You're dumb on that part.
I'm dumb on Ashley Graham.
Jennifer
too.
Aniston's a smoke show. I don't know. I don't. Do you think Ashley Graham is attractive? Do you think she's she's a babe?
I don't think. I'm like,
you know, she was in the Joe Bros video, new Joe Bros video.
Was she?
Joe Jonas. JoJo.
JoJo.
She's a love interest.
I'm like
in that.
Cuckoo for her. But speaking of hot chicks and pictures, you see Blake Lively last week? Twitter was on fire.
L.A. face with the Oakland bootay, I believe, was the terminology used.
Sir Mix-a-Lot coined it.
Yes, it was by the philosopher Sir Mix-a-Lot back in the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm. Make it sound so dated.
Back in the 1900s.
Or the 1990s.
Technically, it was the 1900s. Back in the 19th century.
What year? That was 90-something, right? That wasn't. Yeah, it was definitely in the 90s. I'm going to say 93. 92.
Well, you know what we get to do now.
One of those.
Alex, interest, stay Google, thanks, so Googling, thanks, stay Google, thanks.
92.
Wait for it.
Yes, I know I'm right.
Wait, what year?
92.
1991.
What?
Oh!
I bet
you
it was
shit.
Like December 31st, 91.
It was the second best-selling song in the U.S. in 1992.
Ah, you see that there?
Behind
Boys to Men.
Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
There are certain artists, Whitney Houston, Boys to Men, and Mariah Carey. If you're ever in a question, you know, who's number one in 90-something, ever in the 90s, always go with a Whitney Houston, Boys to Men, or Mariah Carey, you probably will be right.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Anyways, so people were pissed off about Blake Lively's stupid tweet. I mean, it's not even stupid. It's like, who gives a shit? Why are people so pissed off? Do people think she's racist?
Like, people have too much time on their hands. It's like fucking...
We've run out of
problems. How is it racist to quote a rap song? And because she's got a fucking ass. Did you see that ass?
Beautiful ass.
God. My God.
God damn, she's hot. I've never seen her in a movie. I don't even know what movies she's in.
She's married to Ryan Reynolds, right?
Is she?
I think she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
He's a hunk. Oh, did I say that?
He's a good looking dude. He's a good looking dude. I'm not gonna say that.
Ass was very.
But like, okay, so like, she's fucking making a reference to a rap song. How is that at all racist? She's not like, black girls don't got this shit,
right?
Or they're like, fuck you, black chicks. Like, she didn't say that. Then I could understand you kind of being upset about it. But still, like, fuck you. It's a fucking tweet.
It's a compliment.
Or
because
a picture
most people,
on Instagram.
Most
fuck
people,
yourself.
Most people in Oakland are black, and most black people have big booties. And
oh, yeah? Have you ever heard of Rich Gannon?
and people tend to
you
like
you ever heard of Derek Carr? You ever heard of John Madden?
Jesus Christ. I get it.
Klay Thompson is kind of white.
There are other people in Oakland. Kind
of... He's half white.
But yeah, that upset me because... Why are you calling that poor girl racist and hateful? She's never done nothing. She's probably given money to Obama a million times.
People just feel like
what you said. People, we've run out of problems, and people are just looking for stupid shit. Like that stupid dentist who shot the lion last year. Where did that go? How come we don't talk about that? What's he doing? That just went away. Jimmy Kimmel was crying his eyes out on his show. Now nothing. I hope that dentist is killing more lions right now. I really do. I hope more lions are dying at the hand of that dentist. Fuck lions. Who gives a shit?
I don't think it was at the hand of him. I think it was at the end of his bullet.
Well, it's like a few years ago. Remember that super hot Texas Tech cheerleader was killing all those goddamn... Like, people were fucking outraged. Like, she's killing these lions.
My favorite thing was,
are peaceful and majestic. You shouldn't kill... Who gives a fuck?
My favorite thing, like, to put a stop to that shit is when they put the guy from Jurassic Park... And like behind the scenes or whatever, and he's posing by the dead Triceratops from the first movie. Like, oh my god, can you believe that? It's a fucking fake dinosaur, you dumb.
And if you think that's bad, don't you think it's a little bad that we've got their bones, you know, put together in fucking museums? Like, you don't think that's a little... I'm surprised PETA hadn't ripped us into that for for having museums. With
I mean,
shit.
If we went,
like, why
to,
do you have that on display? Blah, blah, blah. What if we had your bones on display? Like, I can just imagine PETA.
If
making
you dug
an
up,
argument.
If you dug up a body. Like a human body and put it together and put it in a museum. Yeah, you'd get some.
You'd catch some heat
for
that.
Some shit.
Like I'd love to see neo Nazis get Hitler's fucking remains, or the Muslims jump into the ocean and get Bin Laden's remains and set that shit up. People would lose their shit. I'm sure.
If he's really dead.
Anyways, that's it. That my weekend wasn't that great. But what did you do, bud?
Well. To my third wedding in 4 weeks.
Jesus.
Alex is done with wedding season.
And none of these weddings are for
made
you.
It through. I mean, I did not get married in any of them, so no.
Oh, that's a waste.
Oh, Alex. It was my boss's wedding.
Uh-huh.
My cousin's. One of my best friends, uh-huh. Two of my best friends' wedding.
Oh, I see.
And my cousin's wedding this weekend, and that was cool.
Hmm.
So
how was this wedding? How does it compare to the other two?
Well, it's pretty up to par. I got drunk at it, so
nice.
It's 3 for 3.
Nice.
Because if it's an open bar...
What were you drinking?
Alex is getting drunk. I was drinking a little bit of everything. Had some vodka sodas.
Nice.
Had some beers.
Yeah, somebody told me that vodka sodas were a chick drink.
No.
I had to correct them on that. Like, what?
Chick drinks are fruity.
Right. Chick drinks are colorful.
Tequila sunrise.
Yeah.
Basically, you know what? Bar Rescue always tries to make it seem like they're like putting like drinks that normal people order, but they're always like the dumbest fucking chick drinks. Mm. Like, it's an apple teeny and a tequila sunrise.
Yeah.
And then we've got a cosmopolitan. Like, we're going to teach you how to make this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, guys, I'm not going to. No
guys,
dude's going to go.
This is a sports bar.
Yeah. Like, if we're trying to rebrand it like this, nah, that's fucking pussy shit.
Not working. Anyway, so third wedding for Alex.
So I had the third wedding. It was a nice ceremony. It was outside.
Nice.
It rained all day.
Did you cry at any of these weddings?
I did not cry.
None of them?
Did not cry.
Hmm. Okay.
But I think I might cry at my wedding.
Really? That'll be sweet.
I don't know.
Emma will be happy.
I was trying to decide. I was like, I think if I see her, I might do it. Cause,
going to all these weddings with your long-term girlfriend, is it a little like pressure?
Not at all. Like,
no?
She's so, like, I don't even think she fucking wants to marry me.
Really?
I
That's
mean, like,
a
who
bad
would?
Sign.
Who would, though?
I don't know.
And she's lived with me
Nancy,
for
maybe?
3 years. No. Oh, my God! I would never marry you, you hunk of shit!
Wow. All
right.
Nancy.
She'd marry a
Nancy, can I ask you something?
Chester from Linkin Park, I bet.
Yeah, she would. Nancy, what did you think of John Taffer last week? Did you
He think? Is a ridiculous human being!
Wow, okay, then.
And I heard that he left it. He left a towel somewhere around after he left.
You've got a towel with possible ejaculate in it.
Oh, I mean, like, but you're holding on to it, yeah. So like, are you using it as like a souvenir? I don't
keepsake
know.
Or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
I advise you, sir, do not tangle with me.
Okay. Ooh, all right, Nancy. All right,
then. Takes two to tango, bitch. Anyways, wedding.
So yeah, the wedding was cool. But I mean... It's weird because, like, I wasn't ever part – like, I was in a wedding. I was in one of the three. But, like, that was the only one I really had to help set up with. The other ones, like, you kind of show up. You have a fun time and
right.
It's over with. So, like
– That one you
– I can't imagine, like, setting up a wedding and going through all of that shit.
That's why it takes a gay man. Gotta have some kind of wedding coordinator.
I guess so. Well, I also got to check out a water park yesterday. They're opening a new water park over in Katy, Texas. I believe it's called – Typhoon, Texas, and I got to go check that out, ride some of the water slides before it opened. That was pretty dope. There's this this one slide where you get in a pod and it closes the door and you can just see like the ground is just clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you see like they close you in the pod and you're just stuck there and they tell you to cross your hands and your legs and then you hear it count down from 10.
Mm.
Like it's like a robot voice and I was like, what's going on? What's going on? And at 10, the floor just drops. Like,
what?
And you just fall down.
Wow.
But, like, on one of the water slides, you like, do a bunch of, like, slot, like, turns and stuff. And the other one, you just go straight down.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was crazy.
Really?
Though.
I've not been to a water park.
I felt like a little kid.
Like,
it was
10 years.
It was funny because they had a couple of, like, they had, like, some schools with some kids that were getting to check out the park before it opened. And I was with, like, the employees, and they were letting me go up ahead of stuff because I was doing it for work. And they were like, all these kids are, why does he get to go in front of me? And because I stayed in school, kids.
Exactly.
And if you stay in school one day, you can cut in line
mm-hmm.
at a water park when mm-hmm. everybody's much younger than
Tell
you.
Tell them not to do drugs?
I didn't, yeah. But I was like, what can I say? Ah, stay in school. Stay in school. That asshole.
That asshole. It's like when the disabled kid gets to cut in front of the lines at Disney World or something. All the kids ask, why does he get to cut in line? Because I can't walk, bitch. Because I cannot walk.
It wasn't that bad.
I cannot stand. But anyways.
So yeah, that's where I've been. I've got there should be a video up for the work website that I the 94.5 the Buzz that I work for should have a video of that up, and I'll put it on the Stuff from the Show page when that happens. But that's pretty much where I've been. I've been watching some Stanley Cup playoffs, a little NBA playoffs.
Mm, yeah, me too. I watched a little bit of Steph Curry.
Who do you got right now in the final four?
I'm going for Steph Curry all the way, just to win it all.
I'd like to. I picked Golden State in the beginning. I said I thought I'd take Golden State against the field.
Us half
right now. It's stick together. It's struggling. We're struggling because I think Golden State. They're down 2-1. Cleveland and Toronto were tied. Toronto took the last two in Toronto, so we got a tied series for that. I still think it's going to be Cleveland, Golden State.
Me too.
I don't know. Honestly, though, Oklahoma City is looking tough. I just don't see them being able to match up with Golden State in a 7-game series for sure. I think that we could have 6 or 7 games, but I feel like Golden State's going to get the edge at one point.
Homeboy can stop getting kicked in the ball so much.
Yeah, or Draymond Green's the one kicking people in the balls.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Stop. Then, LeBron, and then I thought had it figured out. I figured they were going to sweep and go to the finals, and then Toronto figured some shit out. Hmm. Kyle Lowry got his shit together.
What's going on in the NHL playoffs? Because I feel like that's been going on for quite a while.
We got the Lightning. Tonight is Tuesday night when we are recording this. They'll be playing Game 6. The Lightning have a 3-2 lead in that series, so the Lightning could be in the Stanley Cup final by the time you hear this podcast.
Hmm.
I'm rooting for the Lightning. Because Steve Yzerman is their GM. He's an ex-Red Wing. I'm a Red Wings fan.
Speaking of Red Wings, the guy who won...
The Kentucky Derby. Nyquist.
Yes, Nyquist.
After Gustav Nyquist of the Detroit Red Wings. Did not win the Preakness. He's not even going to run in the Belmont. Because Nyquist has elevated levels of white blood cells. So they're going to hold him out.
Well, I thought it was named after some guy addicted to NyQuil and Sunkist. Nyquist. But I was wrong. I was wrong.
Nyquist.
Anyways. When are the playoffs over for NHL?
They're a little bit ahead of the NBA, but then also the San Jose Sharks are one win away from the Stanley Cup final as well. They beat the Blues last night. I was hoping for a Blues Lightning final.
Because
I really don't like Pittsburgh, and I really like the San Jose Sharks are kind of just like the fucking Chargers, where you're like, I don't really know why I don't like you guys, but fuck you.
Mm.
Like, what do you do? You get to the playoffs every year, you have a good regular season, and you just shit the bed. Yeah, you don't deserve it. But I like Joe Pavelski on the Sharks. I still would rather see the Blues come back, force a game 7, and win it. But yeah, so I think I'm going to say that the Pittsburgh forces a game 7, Tampa Bay wins the game 7, and I think San Jose wins, probably, and it'll be Tampa Bay and San Jose in the Stanley Cup final. San Jose looks like they're on a mission, but you know sometimes they're not showing up. I'm going to go with the Lightning to win the Stanley Cup and the Warriors. I'm going to stick with my pick that I've been with all year to win the NBA championship. What about you? You got Warriors?
Yeah, I'm picking the Warriors.
And you don't know shit about hockey, so you're not going to pick that, are you?
Alex, I want you to – it's not that I don't know.
Dude, you gotta get into it, man. I don't care. Way better.
I'm not gonna get into it this late in the game.
Better. Yeah. You mean like the most exciting part?
Yeah, I know.
You dick. Anyways, that is where I have been, my friend.
Very nice.
While you text on your phone, I'll tell everybody about
an emergency.
Amazon banner at passthegravypod.com. Now we heard our friend Cole earlier on the podcast talking about when he's doing his shop and he bought some things for his dog and he used the Amazon banner. PassTheGravyPod.com. He didn't go straight to Amazon because when you do that, we don't get any credit for it. All you got to do is go to our website, PassTheGravyPod.com. You can click play, listen to the most recent episode, or maybe even your favorite episode. I don't know. Go do whatever the fuck you want. And then you just click the Amazon banner on the homepage or any page on PassTheGravyPod.com and it takes you right to Amazon. Then you do your purchase, you make your order. They just want to know that you got there through us. Gives us a tiny little kickback. And as long as we generate traffic to them, they help us out a tad little bit. We get, like, nothing, but, like, a little bit adds up after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to help us with the website hosting fees and the server space for all of the data storage we have for our podcast. So, you know, we don't pocket any of it. Mm-hmm. It goes right back into keeping this ship afloat. PassTheGravyPod.com. Use the Amazon banner, motherfuckers.
Preach.
Whew.
All right. Do some knuckle.
This podcast feel like it's gone by really fast.
Just a little bit. Well, we talked to Cole for an hour and a half.
We always talk to Cole, and like it feels like we're like, all right, well, we're going to be talking to Cole just real quick. Yep. And then it ends up being like 45 minutes.
That's
Cole's always worth the 45
he's
minutes.
He's always got a lot to say. He wouldn't have so much to say if he would come in every week, but, you know.
But, yeah. It's okay. I mean, he used to do that. Mm-hmm. He used to do that, and now we got you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you're happy.
Maybe I am.
Well, if you just answered the question, why don't you just answer
the wrong intro,
buddy. Answer
the question. Oh, fuck, you're right.
Dumb dumb.
Yeah, not yet.
Come on, Alex.
Man, I'm thinking we're at the end of the podcast.
Not cool, man.
There we go.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
All right, let me go first in this one because I feel like mine's a shorter one. Mine's pretty dumb. I didn't really have anything great, but I saw this like on the news. It was a chick on the news, and she had these
local news.
I don't even remember honestly.
Come on, man.
It might have been like a Good Morning America.
Okay, go ahead.
Chicks wearing the belts that are not belts to hold up anything. They're just kind of like belts that you put over your stomach. On like a shirt or whatever, it's like you're not holding anything up. If you're wearing a dress, you don't need a belt. But like, that's a very popular trend I've noticed a lot. And I'm not saying it's a new trend, but what is the reasoning for this?
I think it's just a way to cover up their gut.
Well, it's like guys that wear vests with like jeans, like like you fucking wearing a collared shirt. You don't need a goddamn vest. Who are you?
Right. Or like just the tie with jeans for no reason.
Yeah, like
why?
Look, I get it. You're fancy. Like, yeah, I wear a college shirt. Right. Don't brag about it.
Jesus, I get you. It's just stupid. It's just a waste of money.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's wardrobe or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, the one exception would be like if they had like a wrestling belt. Like a fantasy football championship belt. That'd be dope. I'd be cool with that. Like a fake WCW heavyweight champ belt. That'd be cool. She's doing the news and today in the weather. And you're like, what is that gold thing? Oh, she's a fucking WCW champion. Okay, sick.
You go, sister.
But yeah, belts, when they're not holding anything up.
It's an accessory.
That's. I mean, I get it. I'm not a fashion guy.
You're not a fascist?
It looks weird to me. I'm not a fascist for sure.
Not a fascist for sure.
It just looks weird to me.
Yeah.
And that's not cool to me.
Oh, well, there you go.
Also, yelled at another lady this week for
wearing a belt.
Propping the cart up. She was in the first goddamn parking spot at a Kroger.
For doing what? Oh, not putting the car
back. Not putting the car back. She three spots away from a cart corral. Also, could have walked it right back into the goddamn store. She was in the fucking first parking spot, not the handicapped parking spot, the other one. And I was like, fucking put your cart up. I rolled my window down as I was at the stop sign. Put your cart up. Cunt! Rolled past.
Speaking of shopping carts, this happened 2 weeks ago. I don't know how this did not make my not cool, but here we go. I was walking in the grocery store. The guy who's gathering up all the carts and putting them back into the cart corral, he's got about 6 carts with him, and I say to him, I'm walking in, and he's kind of walking in the grocery store too. I say, hey, can I get one of those carts? He points to the cart corral and says, there's some carts right over there. Dude, you got carts. I would actually be doing you a favor if you were to give me one of those carts. I'd take a load off your back if you gave me one of the carts you're pushing right now. You're going to make me walk across the parking lot and get it. Why can't you just give me one of yours? Oh, I don't know. I didn't even put up much of an argument because I was feeling, fuck you, guy. You're obviously a dick and went and got my
right.
cart. But yeah, that's not cool, is it?
It would have been funny if you just grabbed the first one and just threw it off. Like, just threw it back. Go get it, bitch.
Just rolled it down the parking lot. Go get it. Runs into traffic and he gets hit by a car.
Then how would you feel?
Not too good.
So, all right.
My not cool.
What about you, buddy?
All right. Couple days ago, I don't know if you noticed this, but there were some bagels in the kitchen at work.
Yeah.
And I love bagels. And more importantly, I love free food. So it's always a good thing when they put that leftover food in the kitchen for you. Now, I wrote this down because it was very important. All right, the only bagels that were left were chocolate chip bagels, berry bagels, and a honey roasted sweet potato bagel. No regular bagels, just all these nasty ass fucking bagels that nobody likes, which is the reason why they were giving them away, because nobody would eat them. It's like if you were to get donuts. Listen, every once in a blue moon when I'm feeling really nice, I'll stop on my way to work and get like a dozen donuts just for the people I work with. Never for you, though.
Yeah, dick.
And I always just get fucking glazed donuts. Dozen glazed donuts. You cannot go wrong. And every single time I get them, they're demolished within the first 30 seconds. They're right. Just gone. Because everybody... People might like a chocolate frosted donut, but they also love the glazed donut.
You can't not like
You can't
it,
not it's like classic. The glazed... Right? It's just everybody loves the glazed donut. Just like everybody loves a regular bagel, not everybody will love the chocolate chip bagel or the fucking
glazed
honey
donut
roasted.
Is like the breakfast version of pizza.
Absolutely. Pepperoni pizza, anyway.
Yeah, we're like, fuck yeah, I'll try it. I don't care. I'm not even that hungry.
Right. But, yeah, that's my not cool. Is when people bring that extra shit that nobody likes, they just feel like they're being diverse. So they get a little bit of everything. And then I saw something like a couple days later that really pissed me off. Have you heard of the Oreo bagel?
The Oreo
the
bagel?
Oreo bagel.
What the
they got,
fuck is an Oreo
they got,
bagel?
Like, bits and pieces of Oreo in the bagel. Then they, like, slather it with cream cheese. And then they stick a couple Oreos in between it just for good measure. Looks fucking awful. The idea is awful. Why not just have a regular bagel? Why do we need all this extra shit? That's been my not cool for the last few weeks with the M&Ms and shit like that. Why do we, like, what happened?
What? Isn't it okay the way it was?
Exactly. Who was asking for Oreo bagels? Not I, said the cat. Not I, said the cat. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So just stick with the regular shit. Nobody wants the jelly-filled donut or the powdered donut. We just want a glazed donut. It's nice. It's easy. It's delicious.
Why don't we just all move to Nazi Germany? Yeah.
Because that's all they serve in Nazi Germany, Nancy. My God. I'm sorry about that.
That's fine.
Whoa. I get a little hot-headed with that sometimes.
Yeah, you do. Well, there we go.
So that's not cool.
That's not cool.
This week. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty quick little segment.
Yeah.
Now we move on.
To the real
show. To the one that we played the intro for already, but that didn't do.
Just answer the question.
Why don't you just answer the question?
Be honest.
No big deal.
Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
All right. Ross Telgen asks us, how seriously should you take a preacher that's wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
Take a preacher seriously, regardless of what kind of attire he's wearing. He's a man of the cloth.
But I mean, if he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, it's like, bro.
Bro. Well, what if y'all are doing some kind of retreat?
Say you just go to the church and he's trying to be like one of the hip pastors.
Yeah.
I love that pastor. He makes Jesus seem all hip and kooky.
You know what this reminds me of? A couple years ago, it was when San Francisco won the Super Bowl.
They didn't win when they went to the Super Bowl.
Right, that's what I meant. I guess who they lose to? Seahawks? Not the Seahawks. The Ravens. There you go. There was the pastor who gave the really quick sermon. Like, it was like 30 seconds long because he had to get home and watch the 49ers, and he ripped off his suit and underneath was a 49ers jersey.
I mean, I get that and I'll allow that.
Yeah, but the Hawaiian shirt you don't get.
I just, you know, it's like, bro, I feel like if you're the pastor, you gotta, you dress like you're trying to impress. Mm-hmm. And when you're a pastor, if you're wearing jeans and a Hawaiian shirt, or you're just wearing a Hawaiian shirt in general, and we're at the actual service and it's not at a beach or like a retreat of any kind, then like, I'm not gonna take it too seriously.
How many Hawaiians wear Hawaiian shirts?
Most of them.
Most of them? Huh? Okay.
Right?
I would assume.
I mean, if I was in Hawaii,
right,
I sure as hell would be wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Hmm. Okay.
So would you trust a pastor, though?
Sure. Yes. Absolutely. I don't judge people by what they
wear. But, like, how much would you trust him? Would you trust him with your life?
I believe
Jesus. How seriously would you take him?
I'd trust him, yeah.
You'd take him 100%.
Absolutely. If I were running for president, I'd ask him to be my VP.
I'd have to take everything he was saying with a grain of salt. I'd kind of be like, look, buddy.
Grain of pepper.
Maybe if you had a fucking, what is that? The collar on? That's a...
A tie?
No.
A neck, boat?
Father, that's a fucking Catholic thing, isn't it?
Oh, priest. Yes, priest. Yes. The priest thing.
I'll take you seriously.
The silver thing.
So I don't think you should take him super seriously. Like, I mean, if he's got some good points, you know, take everything he's saying in, but don't take it for face value. You know, be like, this guy is wearing a fucking Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
What if your pastor has a ponytail and a Hawaiian shirt, well, and he's wearing flip-flops, and you're just in the church?
Well, he's got socks on with those flip-flops?
Oh, he's definitely got socks on.
No, I cannot trust a man who wears socks with flip-flops, or a grown man who has a ponytail, or a man bun. What the fuck is up with the man bun?
I used to rock the man bun.
You did used to rock that man bun.
I made it look cool, though.
You did, but... You rocked it before it was kind of cool, though.
I started that trend. You did. I'd like to take credit for it.
Now you see it everywhere.
And then I cut my hair when it got cool. I was like, yes! Way behind the times.
Why did you end up cutting your hair?
Because it was fucking long and it was annoying. Like, if I didn't tie it back and I was eating, it was in my mouth. Whoa. And it was just like every time I showered, I had to wait an hour and a half for it to fucking dry.
Yeah, fuck all that.
It was a bitch.
Okay. What's another answer?
All right. Joey Lay says, is it wrong to shop around for an organ donor?
No.
Is it wrong to shop around for a donor organ?
Nah.
You don't think it's wrong?
Dude, listen, if I need a heart transplant...
I appreciate you offering me this kidney, Chris, but I've actually got several other meetings with some more clients, potentially, that could have better kidneys.
If I need a heart or a lung transplant, and they say, all right, we got this 67-year-old guy who's willing to donate his shit. Here's the thing, though. He's been smoking 2 packs a day since he was 13. I might look around and see if there's somebody else willing to donate their heart and lung. You know what I mean? Before I take the fucking
If you're in need of an organ donor,
hey,
just fucking take one, man.
I'm just saying.
I don't have any kidneys. I need one. I'm going to take the first one available. You don't really get to be like, hold on, don't give it to anybody else yet, but I'd like to, you know, I have some interviews set up this week.
I'm just saying.
Some potential organs.
You want the white guy's heart before you want the...
Oh, what?
Never mind. I would shop around.
Why would you say that?
I would shop around. Because the black guy's probably
diabetes. I don't think you get the option to shop around, really, do you?
Well, then this is a totally farcical question. Farcical? Did I use that word correctly?
It didn't make sense.
No.
All right, well. Okay. Next question from Anthony Avello.
Bourdain?
Anthony Avello. And he says, if your pocket is having Memorial Day sale on mattresses...
Oh, my God.
Is it too big? And, you know, I think Anthony is playing off of what we did already at least once today on the podcast with Cole. And we had a big question about how big is too big for a pocket. Now,
by the way, I did use the term farcical correctly. It means absurd or ridiculous. So it was absurd or ridiculous.
It was stupid.
I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Anyways, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it the way that Chris hates.
Let me take my headphones off real quick.
If your pocket... is having a Memorial Day sale on mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fit all the mattresses in your pocket and have people walk around looking at the mattresses and test the mattresses out. And you also have salespeople trying to sell the mattresses on sale for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Your pocket might be a little too big.
Yeah. Okay.
If you are having an entire church retreat and all of your pastors and everyone in the during the sermon is wearing Hawaiian shirts and you've got about 15 rows back, your pocket might be a little too big.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't think so.
If you're holding meetings with organ or potential organ donors in your pockets, your pocket might be too big. You done? You want any more?
No.
I got a couple.
Come on, man.
I got a lot racked up.
Spare me.
All right. I mean, you hate fucking pocket talk.
I don't hate pocket talk.
Why don't you hate? You seem like you hate pocket talk.
I don't hate.
I talk about pockets and you're like, oh, gosh. Oh, this is worse. If Nancy Grace can fit her entire set from her show and our tiny studio that she also crashes and ruins our podcast on in your pocket might be too big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chris is just like, his face is just dead right now. He's like, just fucking end this shit.
Bury me.
Put me out of my misery. So yes, if your pocket is having a Memorial Day sale on mattresses, it is too big, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Very good.
Good question.
Very nice. Keep them coming.
Gene Dolfa writes in and says, where the fuck is Mr. Peanut going where he's got to look so fancy all the time?
That's one fancy peanut.
One fancy peanut.
maybe a peanut convention? Or a peanut gallery.
Oh, pew, pew, pew.
Yes, indeed.
No, I mean, honestly, I
I'm just gonna be real with you, man. I think Mr. Peanut's trying to be a brand ambassador, and he wants you to know that Mr. Peanut peanuts are the classiest kind of peanuts out there. He's got his fucking monocle right.
Are they?
I don't know how a classy peanut goes, man. But like, I would assume that, like, if you see Mr. Peanut and then you just see like Hobo Peanut, and he's like got ripped jeans, and he's got a sleeveless shirt on, maybe like a leather jacket, trying to be tough. Like, I don't know about this peanut guy. I'm gonna go with Mr. Peanut.
Mm-hmm. You notice you see more guys, like you see more logos or just logos wearing the monocle than you actually see people wearing monocle. Like,
have you ever seen a person walking around with a monocle?
But the Monopoly guy, he wears a monocle.
Well, he's always wearing a monocle.
Is KFC guy wearing a monocle? No,
no,
no.
Colonel Sanders?
No. But yeah, Mr. Peanut wears a monocle. Who else wears a monocle? That's about it.
That's all I know. Rich old white men.
Rich old white
pretty
men.
Pretty much.
What if they got two fucked up eyes? Would they wear two monocles?
Well, that's what I don't get. A monocle's just like, I need glasses for one eye, but I don't need them for the other eye. Like, why wouldn't you just get glasses? It seems like it's harder to, like, put a monocle over your eye and do the old squint thing.
The old squint thing.
Than it is for you to...
Morpheus, kind of. He had, like, the sunglasses.
Sunglassicles is what I like to call
them. Those were some badass sunglasses,
not
man.
Not really.
You don't think so? Oh, man. When I was a child, dude, I wanted those sunglasses so fucking bad. I thought they were so cool. And another thing that was cool about The Matrix, not only the fight scenes and slow motion and all that stuff, the cell phones. They had those cell phones that, like, they weren't flip phones, but they were the sliding phones, and they just press one button and the bottom would just slide right out. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
God, that was so goddamn
They had
badass.
Plugs in the back of their heads.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
That was some crazy shit. But absolutely. Like a monocle seems like, I'm trying to, like, squint really
is
hard.
Is it attached
to
a chain?
I think it's usually a gold chain, but it just seems like it'd be hard to, like, keep a monocle in.
Hmm.
You know, like, you gotta really be squinty all the time, whereas glasses just fit on your ears.
Just give me a glass eye.
You gotta take out your eye then.
Well, that's cool though.
Would you rather have an eye patch or a monocle?
Oh, an eye patch. Well, it depends.
But you can't see out of it, buddy. Come on, like a fucking monocle, at least you can see out of. And
yeah,
you look
cool
and rich, probably.
And
or the Monopoly
pirate.
Guy.
I'm just saying. I'd go for the eye patch.
I feel like it's going to hamper
you. How do
you
I
more
get the eye
you.
Patch? Is it a cool story how I lost my eye? Like, was I fighting a shark? Or a dragon?
No, I'm going to say that...
I mean, if I just lost my eye because a pool cue went up inside my head... That's
I'm gonna say
that
you were playing darts with somebody, but they got too
drunk,
and
yeah.
Then you're like, "Let me go get these darts." Oh no! Right in my eye!
No, I wouldn't.
What if it was like a pirate sword fight?
That sounds pretty cool.
No, it's not. Okay. You're not gonna get it that
Plus,
cool.
Plus, pirates use cannons.
Okay, you got a cannonball right to the eye, but that's it. That's the only thing.
Just my
it's
eye.
A very small cannonball. What is this cannonball for ants?
That's pretty cool. Then I still take the eye patch.
All right. I mean, I think Mr. Peanut is he's just going to like maybe a peanut convention, perhaps. But I don't really think he's going anywhere. I just think he's trying to class up the peanut game. And he's been like, hey, look, guys, we're the cream of the crop here. If you want classy fucking peanuts, you go Mr. Peanut. Is it Planters? Is that what he's for?
No, Planters is might be. I don't know.
Mr. Peanut.
He's got that top hat going.
The advertising logo of Planters Peanuts.
Planters are good. Planters are good.
I'm Alex.
Now we're going to Google that.
I'm a blue diamond man myself.
Yeah, I don't really have like a favorite peanut kind. I mean, to me, peanuts all kind of taste the same.
You got
to
choose a side, Alex. If I not
don't
taught you anything, you
side.
Have to choose a side.
I'm very, I'm up for whatever, you know. I roll with the punches. That's the kind of guy.
So if a guy hands you a bowl of nuts, you don't ask him what brand or anything?
No, I don't.
That's weird.
When you go to a bar and they have nuts at a bar, first off, you don't touch the bar nuts or any of that shit on a bar that's been out where everybody can spit in it or do whatever.
Right,
but
coming in.
Would you ever go there and be like, what kind of these Planters?
Well, I'd ask them, are they Planters or Blue Diamond?
Would you really ask that?
Of course. And if they're Planters, I'd say,
if I was the bartender, I'd just be like, fuck you, get out.
What would you say?
Just get out!
What would John Taffer say?
Shut the fuck down!
Shut the fuck down.
Shut it the fuck down!
Anyways, no, I don't give a shit. I don't eat planters. I'm just fucking with you. But anyways, we got another question?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have one more question. But first, I think John Taffer's trying to talk to us.
Do you want to be a pirate, or do you want to send your kids to college?
Ah, wow. Oh, see, he's referencing the eye patch he's right listening. There. He's supposed to say shut it the fuck down, but oh, here we go.
Shut it the fuck down.
That's what he would say. But anyways, our final question of the week comes from Miguel McKenna. And Miguel says, plastic bags and cans. Urban tumbleweed?
What do you mean by urban?
Like in cities?
Oh. What part of cities?
Fucking streets? I don't know.
Whose streets? Like MLK Street?
I'm just saying any street.
Oh, okay.
Like I feel like cowboy time tumbleweed. The real tumbleweed.
Right.
Walking down to the saloon, huh? Oh, there's some tumbleweed. But now bags, like plastic bags, people just don't throw away.
No.
Flying all the way around everywhere.
That's why Austin outlawed them.
They outlawed plastic bags.
Yeah, you got to buy your bags like IKEA now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You got to get the, you know, the burlap sack or whatever.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. What if you just bring garbage bags? All right, we're good.
We're good.
I got to take it.
Got myself a couple hefties right here.
Yeah, I would say that they definitely are, especially plastic bags more so than cans. They're both pretty much about as common.
Well, tumbleweed is used in the movies to show that the town is empty. And if we're in the middle of Houston, if we're in the middle of River Oaks or Montrose or something, you're not going to see tumbleweed pass by.
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever done community service? Bag. You pick it up shit on the side of the road. There's nothing there but fucking cans, bottles, and plastic bags. And a plastic bag looks mostly like a tumbleweed. So I would say a plastic bag is definitely an urban tumbleweed. A can, I'll accept. But the plastic bag is the leader in the clubhouse for me.
Leader of the pack.
Are we in agreement on this?
Yeah, sure. All absolutely.
Right. Thank you, Miguel, for your question. And also, if you guys would like to send us any questions for the answer segment, remember there's no such thing as a stupid question. Actually, the dumber, the better. The more likely we're going to read them. You've heard us read several pocket questions. If you got any pocket questions, Chris loves them. Send them on in. We'll answer them all. I think next week we might do all pocket questions. Who knows? If you can fit an entire city's worth of plastic bag and cans into your pocket so much that they blow around as if they're tumbleweed, which means there's that much area for wind to blow into your pocket, your pocket might be too big.
No? There you go. No.
Okay. Right. Chris is just done with that. So if you want to send us some questions for answers, you can tweet them to us at PassTheGravyPod. I am at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is at ChrisHogan82. You can also email us at PassTheGravyPod@gmail.com. Yeah, that's pretty much all we got. I don't know what we're going to be doing next week. We're going to be hanging out. Thanks for Cole Clay for coming back on again at Words by Cole. If you want to follow him, and freshfiction.tv is where you can read his movie reviews. I don't really know where to go from here, buddy. So I want you guys to go out and have a great week. Amazon
Bear, oh, really PassTheGravyPod.com. Alex, I gotta bring something up, what? Dude. It's Bob Dylan's birthday today. And I didn't even say anything.
Happy 75th, correct?
Happy 75th, man. That's all. I just wanted to acknowledge that because I'd have been kicking myself for the rest of the week had I not brought that up. But anyways, happy birthday, Bobby D. I've been listening to your shit all day. I even read a book by you this afternoon while the cable people were fixing my shit. Fucking assholes. Didn't even get into that. We'll save that for next week. But anyways, yes, indeed. Happy birthday, Bob Dylan. Greatest songwriter ever.
Happy birthday to Bobby Dylan. And you guys go out there. Review us on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Go and give us the 5-star review, and it'll help us shoot up in those iTunes ratings so you guys can say we were the first to listen to it. And you guys got us big. And we're going to be sending out some little dicky again. White crime. We'll talk to you guys next week. Pass the gravy. Bitches.
Some work, bro. I see you looking at me cynical. I ain't fucking with your smirk, ho. We've been doing shit despicable. Don't sleep.
But we just keep it on the low, for example. Walking to the movie with my pants full. Twix, bag of chips, plus a Snapple. Stealing all the shampoos from the hotels. Pretty bathrooms, cheating. I've been peeking in the classroom. Looking like a nice guy till I take your motherfucking Wi-Fi. And touring every single song in my library. Then I drive while very fucking high by everybody. While my lady licking my 5-inch dick. Why you crying? Yeah, we bout that. Do a lot of dirt, never doubt that. Lot of rap twerps, let her shout crap. Let her make their mouth flap. When it come to bird, no, we spout facts. You gon' learn what I'm bout, bruh. Doing business at the airport. Travel a lot for work. At security, I ain't fraught. Lot of shit up in my Jansport. 6 ounce of the face wash. My duffel bigger than a cam board. My shuffle on during takeoff. Will I help in an emergency? Yeah, sure. Exit row, finger straight cross. Thinking Dave soft, but I know you see me jaywalking. Pissing public, no caution. Halloween bucket, K1. Fuck you thinking Dave was. Give me all your motherfucking chocolate hoe. At the stop sign, never fully stopping, no. Filling water cups up with a lot of coke. Egg at homes, motherfucker, a lot of yo. Not alone up in this motherfucker, a lot of folks been doing. Why you crying? Yeah, we bout that. Do a lot of dirt, never doubt that. Lot of rap twerps, let her shout crap. Let her make their mouth flap. When it come to bird, no, we spout facts. You gon' learn what I'm about, bruh. Even though the speeding limit's 65, I'm doing 75 without a seatbelt on. And I've been texting, driving reckless. I was 17 when I first tried to get us on the tennis team. We used to haze a lot of freshmen. Ladicky put a hoop up in the street without obtaining permission from the city. And every Christmas day I'm going to cinemas with single tickets to single flicks. But go to additional pictures. Sorry, but your boy is malicious. And back when I was 18, statutory raping this little hoe. Even though we was dating. And if I'm taking public transportation on the quiet train, I might have a conversation. Fuck it, I'm the man. Putting trash up in some other people's cans, though. At the work fridge, feeling canned coke. And up at the holiday party, I'm grinding colleagues on the dance floor. Dick been rubbing against the asshole. Say it's not. Why you crying? 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 Yeah, we bout that. Do a lot of dirt, never doubt that. Lot of rap twerps, let her shout crap. Let her make their mouth flap. When it come to bird, no, we spout facts. You gon' learn what I'm bout, bruh.
I love that, Pastor. He makes Jesus seem all hip and kooky.